Have you ever gotten something tangled up? An extension cord. You've wound it up, men, before you learned how to do it the way where it doesn't always get untangled or tangled up, and you go to undo it and use it, and it's all in a knot, and it takes you longer to get it out of the knot and straightened out where you can use it than it did to wind it up in the first place or to do the job you needed to do. Those of you who fish, you ever gotten your fishing line all tangled up in that reel? You know, that bait casting reel, you just can't get it right, and you do it one time, boy, it just comes back, and you've got that, what they call that bird's nest in there, and you just get so frustrated. You're out there to fish and enjoy the day, but you spend more of your time trying to get your line straightened out. Or kids, I don't know how many of you still do yo-yos, but there used to be a time when you do that yo-yo, and next thing you know, it's all tangled up, and you sit there trying to get that worked out. And there's a host of other things. A few years ago, we were at Opryland, or Opry Meals, and my wife was shopping, and this was back when our middle grandchild was about the age of Olivia over there, and we went in one of those shops, and he finds one of these little things that you turn it on. It's a fan. You walk around with it. Well, what happens to him? He gets it in his hair, and it takes my wife and one of the clerks a good 15 minutes to get that out of his hair and untangled. Needless to say, we did not buy that for him that day. But all of us have probably at some time or other gotten something tangled up like that. And with some of those things, the easiest thing to do is just to cut the line and start over again. Put a new line on the reel. Put a new string on the yo-yo. Whatever it may be. Now, you don't do that with extension cords, I understand that, but with some things, you just cut it, let it go, get something new, and start again. Well, that's the way it is with sin. In Hebrews chapter 12, verse 2, or actually in chapter 12, verse 1, he talks to us about running a race, but then he tells us that we are to lay aside every encumbrance and the sin. Some translations say every besetting sin, but other translations say the sin which so easily entangles us. And Satan knows that that's what he does to you. And that is his goal, is to get you so tangled up in sin that you don't know how to get out of the mess that you're in. And you struggle trying to figure out, which way do I go? How do I fix this? How do I get things right in my life all over again? And you're at a loss. And you know what the answer is? Cut it loose and let it go. And that's what Jesus does for you. If you're not a Christian, what he does is through his blood, he completely cuts that sin away from you and cast it away from you as the east is from the west. He removes it so that it does not tangle up your life anymore, and you start all over again with what Scripture calls a newness of life. And for those of us that are Christians and we find ourselves getting tangled up in sin, God does the same thing for us as well. When we come to him with a repentant heart and we bow to him in a humble heart and ask him, please take this sin away from me, that's exactly what he does. And it's based upon what the blood of Christ has already done in your life. So my question to you tonight is, are you finding that you're tangled up in sin? Are you kind of at the end of your rope and you just don't know how to get out of the mess that you're in? Let me encourage you to give your life to Christ. Sounds like a simplistic answer, but it's really the truth. Are you willing to acknowledge that he is Lord and Savior? Are you willing to even walk away from that sin to say, I don't want any part of it anymore. I want my life to be different. Well, if you're willing to do that, and you want to have that sin taken away, and you're willing to be baptized into Christ so that he can wash it away, then the invitation for you is being extended tonight. If you're a child of God and you find yourself having slipped back into some of the old habits, the old sins that you thought you had overcome, that you dealt with, we want to pray for you. We want to ask our Lord to take it away from you and to cleanse you yet again. So if you need to come,